Assalamu alaikum, peace be to you. My name is Yushai Evans, formerly Joshua Evans. I was a former Christian youth minister, born and raised in Greenville, South Carolina, raised in a very traditional Christian household. I accepted Islam in 1998 and now work as full-time project director for YSLAM, trying to teach other people and bring other people to the religion of Islam through education. I left Christianity in late 96, early 97, after my own personal study of the Bible with an unbiased mind and seeing the contradictions not only in the texts but in the messages of the Bible in the different places, the Old Testament versus the New Testament, Jesus' teachings versus Paul's teachings, all of these things compiled together with some of the teachings of Paul, realizing that they were not in the teachings of Jesus. They came from things like Roman paganism, pagan worship, and different things of this nature. These proofs, to me, told me that Christianity could not be the formal religion that God had sent down for mankind, that there must be something wrong with this message. And then also with looking at the prophets in the Old Testament, that Noah was being called a drunkard, and David slept with Bathsheba, killed Uriah to cover up the thing. You know, all of these things said to me that, you know, this could not be the example that was given to me of how to live my life. This could not be a man of God that God chose for me to live my life when he was worse than the common people around him. So I knew something was wrong with this message, and I understood that the Bible was not the correct source to get the information about the true religion of God. So after that, I decided to leave Christianity, take a step back, and analytically look at what is going on and try to find the right religion of God. I am asked, is Jesus God? Can Jesus be God? And the answer is no, for a couple of reasons. Logically, Jesus cannot be God because God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. God is the creator of everything that exists, therefore he cannot exist inside this which he created. He created time, therefore he cannot be subject to time. He created all of the elements that bring about our existence, therefore he cannot be controlled by them. And Jesus himself never ever attests to himself being God. Every time he was praised in any way in the Bible, he would always direct the people's attention from him to God. And he would refer to God many times as being God in the heavens, the Father which is in heaven. You know, and he was even asked once, sayest, O Master, good Master, how do I enter the kingdom of heaven? He asked him, why do you call me good? Because there's none good but one, and that is God. So basically, Jesus cannot be God. No man can be God. God cannot be a man in any form. I've been asked, can God be a Trinity? Can God be a triune God? Can God be three gods and one God? They're all the same God, but yet have separate and correlating identities. This cannot exist for quite a few reasons. A very logical reason is that you cannot take three and make one. You cannot say one plus one plus one is one. One plus one plus one makes three. This would not fit in any logical person's mind. And also the Quran very beautifully explains away this ideal. It says that if there had been more than one God, truly you would have found confusion in the heavens and in the earth. One would have overpowered the other. You could not have three gods. You could not have three people working in the same system, doing the same thing, and end up with such a perfect harmony that you have in the world around us. This can only come from one single source to have such perfect harmony. In order for that harmony to exist, it must come from someone who is harmonious in his existence, meaning that he is one in every aspect of the world. I've been asked, is he the Son of God, or can he be the only begotten Son of God? And this one is answered very, very easily, to be honest with you. Number one, that verse in the Bible where Jesus is referred to as the only begotten Son of God, there's only one verse. And Bible scholars themselves will even tell you that this verse did not exist in the original text of the Bible. It was added in when the Bible was compiled by the Roman Church. But to answer more logically, if Jesus is the Son of God, and the argument for him being the Son of God is that he was born of the Virgin Mary, he was born without a father. This is a very miracle indeed. Now, if this was the criteria for saying that someone should be the Son of God, that they were born without a father, then what about Adam? If anyone has the right, or had the right, to be the only begotten Son of God, it should be the one that God created with his own hands. Adam with no mother or father, and then Eve, whom he created from that person. So this is not a miracle that it is just for Jesus alone. This is something that God says when he wills something to be, he only says be, and it is. So Jesus cannot be the Son of God, as the God, as even in the Bible says many times. He refers to Jeremiah as the Son of God. He refers to the Israelites as the chosen sons of God. He says in Hebrews that those who follow God have the right to be called the sons of God. So this was just a term used as a semblance of reverence for Jesus. I am asked, then who is Jesus? Jesus is, as we attest to him, that he was, as the Bible says, a word from God. He was a word made manifest. He was the word of God made manifest into the flesh, which is very well attested to in the Bible. But he is not God. He was chosen by God. He was given as a miracle, a sign to the Jews, as a virgin, born of a virgin, to bring them out of their ignorance, to show them the miracles of God. He was a prophet and a messenger given to the Jews by God himself. He was chosen from his birth to be a messenger unto the people. And he always called people unto this message and called them unto God. So we, as Muslims, attest that he was a Muslim, meaning that he always submitted himself to the will of God. This was his eternal message, that you should submit yourself completely to God. And even he himself was questioned, what is the greatest commandment? When the companions of his were asking, what is the greatest commandment? He said, the greatest commandment, and he did not even refer to the commandments of Moses. He said, and he himself was coming to the Jews. He said that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. He said the rest of the commandments of the prophets hang on these two. So this was Jesus, a prophet of God. And I am asked, did Jesus die for our sins? Jesus did not die for our sins. He did not die at all. And the reason for his necessitating to die for our sins itself can be wiped away from the Bible itself. In the Bible, we are told that one man cannot bear the burdens of another, nor can the Father bear the iniquities of the Son, nor can the Son bear the iniquities of the Father. I cannot be responsible for your wrongdoings. You cannot be responsible for my wrongdoings. Jesus could not be responsible for all of our wrongdoings. And you cannot, if Jesus was said to be as God as he was, you can't kill God. God is not able to be killed. He is the ever-living, the all-existing. So Jesus was not killed, but he was saved from this by God himself. Because we know that, as the Bible says, anyone hung on a tree is cursed. So had Jesus Christ been crucified on a cross, then he would have been cursed himself. And this cannot be something that could ever be attested to one of God's prophets. So the necessary of Jesus having died on the cross for our sins is all the way negated by the Bible itself, saying that no person can bear the iniquities of another. I was asked, what is my suggestion for someone who is searching for the truth? My suggestion to you is to open your heart and your mind. Take a step back and open your heart and your mind to whatever comes to you, whether it be something that goes against what you have always believed or not. You have to take a step back, look analytically, look with an open mind to what you have believed in. Go back and read the Bible, go back and read the Old Testament, go back and read what Jesus taught, and look at it with an open mind, and you will find, as I found, that throughout the whole entire Bible, the message is the same, that God is one, that he should be worshipped in his oneness, and that the prophets that were sent to us should be followed. Their example should be followed, and they should be the ones that guided towards humanity, even Jesus himself. So I suggest you to sit back, have an open mind, and go through everything that you have been taught. And then read with an open mind and open heart, and see what God, and ask him for his guidance. Tell God you are earnestly and sincerely seeking his guidance, and he will guide you, because he is the only one who can guide you.